What time is it? Thank God it's Friday. Some shit. But like make that known. Cause then she gonna think she got this fire shit that making you switch up and she's confused.
And this is the other thing. I need men to understand that just because a woman doesn't use her quote unquote front, that's what Jamaicans call it, her front to maneuver between men in life, it doesn't mean she doesn't know the power of it. She does, but some women don't like drama. Some women don't want a keyed up car and a man showing up at her job begging with speakers and shit. Some women don't want that.
Absolutely.
And that's why you have to be a certain level of sane for me to even talk to you. You have to have something to lose for me even to talk to you. Because I don't like that clingy, I'm going to die tomorrow if you don't call me back shit. I don't like it.
That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
But if a woman never asks you for money, if a woman never begs you to pay a bill, if a woman is not, you know, popping up on you, she's too independent. No, maybe you're addicted to some toxic shit that you experienced in the past and you thinking that's how you know a woman likes you. No, you're ignorant.
That's crazy. And that's where I'm going to sit. Look, broken record, therapy, y'all. But some people are, they crave that toxicity. I've been around that. Not me. I hate it. Can't stand it. Don't want to be a part of any of it. I don't like confrontation. I don't like none of that shit. But I've been around people. I've been involved with people who love, thrive off of drama. And it's got to be crazy. And then when you deal with that nonstop, it feels like that's the normal. Like you have to have that. Shit's not right.
Right.
Like if we're not going back and forth, or if you're not paranoid about what I'm doing and this and that, like shit is not right.
I'm a watch your words with me type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a watch your words with me type of woman. You got one time to tell me you don't want me.
Ooh.
You got one time to tell me delete my number or don't call me. Cause I'm really not gonna call you. You really not about to see me on social media.
Bye, Felicia. Okay. I love to kick somebody out of my shit.
Listen, I've had practice. I've had lots of practice. I'm an MVP of that shit.
And the trophy goes.
And a lot of men will like to say, you know, people get upset and they say things in relationships that's normal. That's normal for y'all. That's not normal for Chantal.
That is not supposed to be the normal.
Okay. My thing is, I can't put myself in a man's future as a single woman. That's dumb to me.
Mm-hmm.
He is single. I am single. He can change his mind at any time. You know, he can put you in this constant loop of being in, being out. I don't want that. I don't want nothing that I gotta be in, put an effort in, that a person is allowed to be unsure about. If you ever in a position with me while I'm putting in effort and you're unsure, that's going to tell me I need to stop.
Absolutely. I don't.
That's how a lot of men find themselves in a Me Too moment.
Mm.
If she feels unsure and you're still proceeding, it's a no. It's not a, let me think about it. Let me taste how that second piece is and now I'll let you know. No.
Mm.
What are we talking about right now? Because the majority of men today are unpleasable, unhealthy, overly busy, but want a family. For what? For a woman to raise them, teach them, clean your house, and you fund it?
Mm.
You sound like the government.
Oh, and the more men waste that time in acting that way, going about things that way, the longer, speaking from experience, the longer some of these women are choosing to be single.
Even like military families. I know I couldn't be with a man who's actively in the military. Because I don't like parenting like I'm single. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, am I parenting like I'm single now? Slightly, yes. But I'd be damned if I do that in a marriage.
Right, exactly. I'm not going to be in a relationship, be in a marriage, but feel single.
What? And the way people in the military be giving dick and pussy for whatever because they're bored? No.
Like, you ain't got benefits that are about to be split up in that shit? No.
even if you have benefits, that's not the type of marriage I want.
Absolutely not. I don't want community dick.
And it's crazy. A lot of people have that.
And I don't want my funds in the community either. Like, what happened to building something together? What happened to being a team, like wanting to have that? And I think, I don't know, we've had so many conversations, but I want my person, I want them to be my best friend.
And a lot of men are so against that. My woman is not supposed to be my friend. What?
She's supposed to be. That's how you can talk about any and everything, have that communication, her be safe and feel safe enough where she can openly do this, wants to do this for you. You get all the shit you really wanting without having to nag because you guys are friends. You guys have that space. Like, I don't. And then when you get into problems, when you get shit that really pops off, you can't solve it because it's just feelings from a relationship. It's not a foundation of being friends, having communication, and all that other shit.
You know what I hate to hear from widows is their husband die and then they're in this house and they're asked questions, okay, do they have this? I don't know. He always handles that.
Oh my God.
Do you have extra? I don't know. I don't even know how to pay it. He always done, and we never talked about that. What the fuck are y'all doing?
Years ago, I worked at an insurance company and I got a call like that. A woman called in, her husband had passed like a month before and she didn't know passwords to nothing. She didn't know what, she was going through her bank account trying to figure out what this payment was, She knew nothing, literally in the dark about everything. And that also coincides with women just being barefoot and pregnant in the house and not having nothing. When the time comes when shit hits the fan, whether they die, whether they leave you, whatever, you have nothing. You might as well be a 10-year-old.
I don't even like when the kids call in and their parents died. Oh, you know, the son is handling the house stuff. You know, we need to put the account in such and such a name. I deal with that shit every day. And I'm just like, why didn't they have a conversation with them about this? Like right now, my mom has 5 of us. I'm the youngest. I'm the only girl. I'm the only one that knows about my mom's life insurance. I'm the only one that knows about my mom's funeral insurance. I'm the only one that knows about my mom's accounts. Wow. Why? When I'm the youngest and I'm the only one that's single.
That's crazy.
It's the out of sight, out of mind shit. And I promise you, it's not that I don't want my brothers to have feelings when my mom passed, or I don't want my brothers to feel away, but the amount of space and time where y'all could have facilitated the right things with y'all mom and y'all didn't.
Right. And then when the time comes, like that, the whole thing, well, one, it's to take care of stuff, make sure everybody's good, all that. But during that time, it is stressful. It is heartbreaking. There's going to be emotions and everything. So to have stuff set up, to know everything already, is going to help you out even then. And I've seen something from somebody else who went through that. They were also the youngest, was handling all the financial stuff. And not only that, They didn't even live in the same state. Their siblings lived in the state where their dad passed away, but they had all the information in a different state and would have to go back and forth and handle business because nobody bothered, nobody else bothered.
It's wild, you know what I'm saying? There's so many men out here with no life insurance, like you said, no plan, but want a woman to listen and follow them. Follow you where? Don't want to be better, want to stay as is. And if a woman dares to push them to be better or question them so they can be better, she's a problem. They want a sexually appealing woman, but they given the blob.
You know, makes how sense. You know how attractive it is? This could go either way, but do you know how attractive it is to come across somebody that knows shit and got some shit in order and just about their business? It doesn't even have to be like you own a business, but just like you on your shit.
Let me tell you what my number three ick when it comes to a man is, to hear him just talk and be like, I ain't going to no doctor for them to touch my balls.
Sure. Oh my God.
Do you know how many doctors and nurses have my legs spread wide open, having conversations to me about diet while deep in me?
What are you doing this weekend? You got any plans? Like,
do you know how many old white men doctors done seen these titties, touch these titties?
Thank you. Massaging them. Oh, let's check here. Like,
called another nurse in just so I want to file a sexual harassment charge just in case some shit.
Right.
Like, I've had a man take a condom on my butt. During a session. And you gonna tell me for your health you're not letting a doctor that is trained to make sure you're healthy touch your balls?
For your longevity, you can't get your nuts rubbed on real quick.
Cough. And I'm just like, dog, y'all not looking for companionship. Y'all not looking for somebody to grow old with. Y'all looking for somebody to die on. And if that's the case, we could just be lovers.
Right. Look, we'll meet every Friday.
You can be lovers till you die. Right. Or until we don't want to do this no more. Because why give me the paperwork? Why give me the paperwork if you're not trying to live? Oh my God. Why are you talking to me about how you working on this and you want to build this and you want to have this company if you dogging your body and treating your body like shit right now? And I don't want an Edward Scissorhands dream.
And if you have kids, want kids, like, why don't you want to, if you're not doing that shit for yourself, why not do it for your kids?
Most of the time, the males today are paying for their absence with their kids. Mm-hmm. They're not preparing to stick around for their kids. They're not even thinking about the point where their kids are not going to be kids no more. They just want to be able for their kids to, my kids will never say that I didn't do this for them, or they ain't have this sneak. My kids don't give a fuck about that shit.
No. And I'm here to tell you, my son is one of those. I don't care. I don't want that. Like, he's not fascinated by that shit. And it might be cool to buy him a video game or something. He'll be excited for a day or two. But that shit, I promise you, the Disneyland parent, that shit doesn't work.
Let me tell you something. That Disneyland parent gets exhausted at a certain point. Mm-hmm. Get exhausted. And then he's going to turn around and go have a conversation with you and be like, y'all created a monster. Who's y'all?
Right. There ain't no monster over here. No.
You know what I'm saying? Because I love a no. I love to give a no. I love to hear a no. Mm-hmm.
I will gladly give no's.
A no is the most honest thing you could give a person. Okay. Because I'm not trying to find myself in a constant loop of disrespect with a man and him trying to tell me he loved me though. What?
Look, I need to be shown love. That word gets thrown around way.
You don't want to be vulnerable, but you want to touch my soft spots. They want help from women, but they don't want to ask for it.
And that's where you find a good woman who you can trust with that shit. Because it's always, they're going to throw it in my face and, a real woman.
And if you ever feel like a woman that you're with is going to throw it in your face, you have made a bad decision for too long.
Exactly.
Why would you be with somebody that's going to throw something in your face? Mm-hmm. And men who think suffering in silence gets them prizes, please. Get out my face. Because I'm always reassuring after an argument, after a discussion, are you good? Are we good? And if you say yes, I don't want to hear this shit brought up 2 years from now on, I wanted to say X, Y, and Z, but I just let it ride because I ain't want to shut the fuck up.
Just like how y'all men don't like it when we say, I'm fine.
Hello? Because if I'm not okay, I'm going to be like, hey, no, I'm not cool right now. No, this is not something I want to see put in the rug, but I don't think we're going to get anywhere today.
And it's okay to take a second. If it's not going to be a productive conversation, we're going to just keep going back and forth, or we're not listening to each other because we're too busy but worried about getting our words out, take a minute.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. You know, people be in relationships talking about, we don't go to sleep mad at each other. Bitch, you better roll over and go to sleep because I'm going to be mad tomorrow.
Shit.
What are you talking about? You don't get to dictate when my mad need to be done.
Mm-mm. Nope.
The worst thing you could ever want from me is a quick fix.
Yeah. Nothing works with a quick fix.
I am not a quick fix. It's okay. All I wanted to hear is you say you apologize. Sir, you better feed yourself for the rest of the week for your safety. What are we talking about? I've plotted on vengeance against my siblings. Mm-hmm. You think the apology is about to fix some dumb shit you did? And so when men be like, Shan is crazy. It is.
No shame, Shan.
Okay? And if you were on your best behavior, you don't have to meet that side of me.
Look, and we all will get there. Some get there quickly. Some that builds up.
And it's so sad with men because you be having somebody there that want to be for you. Y'all are 3 times more likely to commit suicide because y'all stay quiet.
Let that shit out, B. Let it out, son. It's okay. Therapy, message.
And what's so crazy is the men today are the cause for 78% of the homicide. 78%. Not 4%, not 15%. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, there's no crazy women. There are crazy women. But y'all out here killing y'all whole family because your woman that you were married to for X amount of years found out that you like boy toys. And because she found out some shit you didn't want her to find out about, you got to kill everybody.
Living your truth.
Like, what?
That's crazy. Like,
and this is the other thing too. If you're a man out here and you throwing your dick to this person, that person, that person, you end up with 8+ kids, and you got 2 divorces under your belt, and you in a relationship, and something was found out about you that you ain't want nobody to find out about. This is not your time to go on a killing rampage. Mm-mm. If you want to kill yourself, hey, go. But them kids ain't do shit.
Right. right.
Those mothers didn't do shit. Your other family members didn't do shit to you.
That's
cool. And this is why, like, when another ick for me is when a man who claims that he is straight has a problem with people who are not straight, who are not paying them no mind. Why? Why is them living in their truth bothering you so much?
Right, and I promise you, they don't want your nasty ass. They don't want you. Like, you think because they're gay, they want you? You think just because they like men as well, No.
Because we've heard that y'all don't even like splitting y'all cheeks open and clean that shit.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
That is the most disgusting shit ever.
What are we talking about?
Not even that. I've seen a video where he had to be like 20 something. Talk about not even wiping his ass after taking a shit because it was gay.
I've seen men be in a hotel and because they don't have a proper washcloth or pack the loofah that is theirs personally, they will use a hand towel. Could you imagine, Britt?
Girl. Oh my God.
I'm just like, y'all are not well. Y'all are not well.
Wash your ass.
And shout out to the men who are doing their best for the wrong people because they are quiet quitting and it's because they don't feel appreciated. And I support you on your quiet quitting. I actually would like you to be louder about it.
Absolutely. And to those men, there are women out there who would love to meet you. I'm just saying.
There is an abundance of great men. There's an abundance of great women who are not outside, who are just going to work, who are watering their plants, who are gardening, who are working out, who are taking themselves on trips, who are sitting outside drinking whatever they want to drink and chilling and listening to music. And
shit, are you talking about me?
Girl, they're in this rotation of peacefulness. But my fear is these men and women are not meeting because they have given up on the outside.
Kinda, yeah. And I'm speaking from experience. That legit is me. I've been single for 5 years. Had little talking moments and stuff. Absolutely. But I've been single for 5 years. And the longer I just had this conversation with someone, the longer I sit here single, the more okay I am being alone. And you should be okay.
Girl.
But like,
for it's real, dangerous.
I'm like, yo, I don't even want to hear anybody breathe next to me. I'm good.
It's dangerous. I was in my house for years, moving like a man. Moving like a man. On some, don't tell me your problems. I don't want to hear shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
You could go home now.
Yeah. You know how nice it is to not have to answer to nobody?
Let me tell you how men have been. Men have been enjoying themselves for too fucking long. Because once I got the feels of hitting up a man, haven't talked to you all week, you giving me the address and the passcode to get in through the gate, we walk up to the door and you tell me the door is already open, handle my business, and I get to leave and you get to stay and clean up. What a thrill. What a thrill.
I love you.
What?
Love that.
Like, y'all been really skating. So to any single woman out here if you're just in your manly phase of just, hey, bye, you free, does this line up, skedaddle, don't want to talk to you, don't want to know shit, don't want to hear your problems, you have a great day and go about your business, try that. Try to even have, he used to have a candy dish by the door. And I said, can I take some of these candies? He's like, yeah, thank you.
Like a restaurant.
Yes. Yeah. I've enjoyed my stay.
Shut up. grabbing your bag.
One morning, I went over there because he was my pre-workout. Okay. It was either I was going to the gym or I was going to be worked out by him. And one morning I went over there and he had just came back from a wedding and he was like, let me make this call real quick. He was like, yeah. He was like, they got all my shit is in there. My suit, my watch, all my shit is in there from this week and they just towed it. So I'm in there in the midst. I'm just like, what happened? He was like, I don't know why they just towed my car. I said, okay. But you know, as a woman, you're just like, something's not adding up.
Right.
So he get on another phone call. And I guess is one of his family members. He was like, can you see if you could go to the tow yard? Da-da-da-da. I'm trying to get a ride up there. You know, it's in my aunt's name. What an ick. You mean to tell me you do this for a living? I'm not going to say what his job is, but his job pays him well. You do this for a living. You got 3 85-inch TVs in this apartment. It's a 2-bedroom. All in your room is Burberry this, Gucci this, belts here. When I say you go in his bathroom and it looks like fucking Saks men's cologne all over the fucking counter, you mean to tell me you're riding around in this fucking Mercedes and it's in your aunt's name? Mm-mm-mm. I didn't say that to him, but in my mind, I'm just like, yeah, I'm glad this is just a workout. I'm glad this is just a workout. And in my mind, when men get on my nerves, my voice does become Bruce Wayne. Okay? In my mind, that's what it is. The last session that we had, and this is the one that I talked about with the milking. The last session that we had, he was like, you know what? He was like, I enjoy you. You can stay and we could watch Sons of Anarchy. I was like, I already watched this whole season. I don't need to stay. We were bucking ass naked. And this man asked me, do I want cereal? And I was like, no, I'm good. Do you know this man went into his own kitchen and came back with a Tupperware of cereal?
By Friday.
Girl, you mean to tell me we're in your home, the place where you buy all of this expensive shit?
But you ain't got no dishes.
And you ain't got no fucking dishes.
Shut the fuck up. Like, you can go to fucking a dollar store and get some dishes.
And that's why I'm just like, dog. Some of these men are supposed to be single to the casket drop. Some of these men are supposed to have wonderful companions. Some of these men are supposed to pay other women's lifestyles because that's just what they feel like they're good for. And some of these men are supposed to be married in some wholesome shit and actually living a life of ease and peace. And as a woman, you have to be mindful to see a man for what it is before you decide to go in any deeper. And that was the last day I ever seen this man, ever been in this man's home, ever spoke to this man. No, I'm lying. he invited me to a football party or whatever. And he was inviting all his friends. And he's like, you should come. I was like, okay. And then I never went. And then he, like, texted me, like, 2 weeks after that. He was like, hey, you ain't even call me for my birthday. I text that man, did I even ask you when your birthday was?
Oh, shit.
Because what are you talking about?
You know what? And I can't stand when men fish for shit like that. You couldn't even text me on my birthday.
What? And this is the thing. Men be looking for an end so bad. You text women to see if your number works to make sure you're not blocked. You text women to see what their temperature is. You text women to see if they're excited to hear from you. Let me tell you something about a woman in 2026. If a woman wants to talk to you, she gonna keep in contact. If a woman wants to see you, she gonna make sure she can see you. If you haven't heard from a woman that came through a few times, gave you some and it was great, and you had a great time. She did not have a great time. We don't have to have a conversation.
Mm-mm. And look, life happens. People get busy. People got kids. But you'll know. You'll know. Even if somebody is busy, even if a woman is busy.
That was in my drop-off era of daycare. Oh, I had made time. I made time. I remember one time I even went over there with a set of rollers in my head. And when we were done, that's when I took my rollers out and went to work.
Girl, look at you. Look, efficient.
You are a morning errand, sir.
Morning errand.
So when it, for me, like, when it comes to, like, if you want to grow in a real relationship, you got to say, like, who is going to be okay with you not looking?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who is going to be okay with you not reciprocating? Not somebody that wants to grow in a relationship with you. Who is going to be okay with you not trying? Mm. Who is going to be a fool for you and they're not getting anything out of it? Someone who you'll never respect.
Never.
And, that's and we can share an understanding of wants and needs. That's fair. And we can move on. But for me, it's kind of like I want men to be okay with a woman wanting them. Minus the money, minus the gifts, minus the trips, and minus the ease of lifestyle. But if most men don't have the confidence to be okay with a woman just wanting them over needing them, most men have to know that you can't do life without them in a way of independence so they can feel comfortable. And I don't know where the fuck that shit is coming from. Because when you are sick, and you can't save yourself or your lifestyle, and your manhood cannot withstand what's going on in your life, as your companion, am I supposed to let us drown?
Right.
No. So, yes, deep down, y'all don't want a woman to 110% solely depend on y'all and not stand up a little bit. You want to make sure she knows how shit functions. You want to make sure she knows what to do in emergencies.
Facts. Because then you're going to resent her and be mad at her because when if shit hits the fan and something happened to you and you really need help and you can't do XYZ and they're coming to you about everything.
Hello? It's going to be like the epitome of you parenting another kid.
Thank you. And also to people like, oh boy, with the, now this is a bad example, but oh boy with the Tupperware. Now that was that was just a morning errand, right? But had that been a relationship, the Tupperware tells me a lot.
Hello.
And going back to that remark about another child, no, we can't do that.
The cologne in the bathroom told me everything I needed to know.
Mm-mm.
Being wanted is healthier and rooted in desire. It has value in it. It has respect in it. You're not going to be a thing a person uses when it's you being wanted by a person and a person wants you, right? Both of y'all are capable to do life solo, but you are choosing this person every day, which means you're going to second guess and think about the things you say and the things you do with this person in mind. But being needed equals dependency and this obligation that you have, and it's like struggable. It's just like, this person needs me, so they're going to fear not having me. I'm going to have more control here. They're going to rely on me more. It's easier to manage because they can't talk back or have an opinion because it's my say. Mm-hmm. And it's an easy way to burn yourself out because you don't have a partner and you're still going to feel like you're single outside, which is disrespectful to the partner that you're with, but because you know you with somebody that don't have shit, that's where your comfort is.
Comfort, and some people use that so they can do all the other shit they want to do. To have all that control with other people, other things. And then to the person who is needing that other person, when it's bad and you don't want to be a part of it anymore, what you gonna do?
And it's why nobody can like shame a woman that knows herself enough of why she's single. Mm. I know too many people in marriages that ain't marriages.
Oof.
I know too many people in relationships that ain't the relationship that they think it is on both sides. I would rather be single and do what I gotta do single and have the peace that I have single while having, instead of having the illusion that I'm having a great time in what I'm in.
Hello. I want to be in a, I don't even want to call it a situation. I want to be in a relationship. I want to be in a marriage where I am confident as a whole about everything. That's where that best friend factor comes in. When you got a best friend in your partner, you have that confidence. You have it all. I feel like if you have a best friend within your person, you have it all. Because I don't think it leaves much room for anything else.
Because the conversations and the talks have stability.
Absolutely. And substance.
Yeah.
Real life substance.
and you don't, there's so much that you don't have to ask and do when you know a person on a friend tip.
Thank
you. In relationship shit. Like, if you're lying, sir, I'm going to know.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm uncomfortable and you see me across the room, I don't need to tell you I'm uncomfortable. You're going to know you need to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Anybody in a relationship that don't have that friendship foundation that you're talking about, you're fucking missing out.
And like, people, your ball and chain. Do you know, I want to find somebody who is proud to, okay, and like, I want to be around her, because I often read and hear about men, I guess women too. I just really don't, I think you don't like your person, but you talk about like, oh, you're going to go with them again, or you make it sound negative that their husband's around, their wife is around. No, you should want to be around your person.
Like, if we don't, share a household, and I can't wait to come see you after a trip, or wait to come see you after work, or if I know you off today and I'm gonna go drop off the girls and you at the house, I'm not doing the speed limit back to the house. You cutting into my stroke time. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have as much of a good time with you while I have you on your day off that I can before I have to work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, fortunately, there's no man in my life right now where I would be like, you know what? I'm not going to the gym. I'm gonna get my workout with you. None of y'all niggas deserve it.
Isn't that such a good feeling though, to just be in a space where like you, and I use the word need loosely, but like you don't need that. Like, sure, you might want it here and there because we're human, but I don't need that shit.
I don't want no man I don't want touch me. I don't even want your compliments.
No, literally, do not. You can keep that to yourself. I'm good.
I purposely hold the door for some men sometimes at the gym just so they don't have to.
What? How you going there? Have a great time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
You're gonna be hitting with a feminine this, I'm gonna hit you with a suck.
Sup, dog? Oh my God.
Don't let these titties fool you. I'm in here to get a workout probably more than you are.
Right? They gonna be taking selfies in the mirror.
Hello? Like, sometimes this is how it has to be. Like, even like now, I'm just like, you know what, Shan? What do we need? What do we need? If you are more than 45 minutes away from me, you do not qualify. Okay? You can look nice where you at. You know what I'm saying? You can be a great man wherever you at. But if you are not within the range of 45 minutes of me, you don't exist for real.
Okay.
I'm not thinking about anything future-wise with you. I can't do that. Because I'm in a position where I need meet me at the house shit.
Okay.
When I'm outside doing yard work and I can't text on the phone because it's hot as shit, there's a glare in the phone, and I'm sweaty, meet me at the house shit. Something broke in the house or I don't feel comfortable or safe, I don't want to call you on FaceTime. I want to get you on the phone. Meet me at the house shit.
I feel that. I feel it.
And if I don't want to go home to my house and I need to go to work today, I'm going to pack an extra bag, throw it in the trunk. When I leave work, I'm going to your house.
Spend a night bag.
Okay. And I don't want to hear shit about it. And if I can't do that, I don't want it.
I can feel that. I feel like I was in that place before, but currently, in my geographic stance, I don't want to be where I'm at. I am hoping to relocate sometime in a near future, but I recognize and know that out here is not for me, and especially the men out here is not for me. I know that for a fact. And why would I want to attempt to date in a space where I know I do not want to be? So my whole dating dynamic is on hold, and has been for quite some time. I actually do not mind a long distance thing, because for me, at the end of the day, there's got to be an end goal. Somebody got to move, and it's going to be me. But somebody got to move.
And I understand that. I used to want that LDS. I did an episode about that. But then you got to know where you at in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I know you in your position, you need to get out of that space, because I know what it is to be somewhere where you know, like, the future is not for you here. It's very stifling. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it gives you time to enjoy yourself.
And that's what I'm loving right now. That's why I said, like, I'm cool. I don't need all that. Like, I am enjoying continuing to work on myself mentally, physically, and spiritually, emotionally, all of it. And like pouring even more into my son, because I think about it. Like, yes, it would be great to have somebody I could be like, oh, let's go to dinner. Let's catch a movie. Want to come over and watch something? I don't have my son tonight. You know, it'd be cool, but I'm enjoying my space. I'm enjoying making sure like whatever spare time I have does go into my son, and I'm good. I ain't got nobody's dusty ass, crusty ass son bothering me. And, you know, and I like the fact that I don't have to worry about being 100% presentable because somebody could pop up. I'm cool. I'm comfortable. I'm like Maxine Shaw in Living Single. I'm going to be exactly what I look like right now. And that's fine.
Yeah, I don't. Well, this is me in general. Like, I don't like men that's like super surprised by titties in the room. Like, if you don't calm down. You know, like how people be like, you scaring off the bitches, you scaring off the titties. Like, if you, so, oh my gosh, I'm about to go put a shirt on so you could calm down.
Right. All right. Slow down there.
Like, what are we talking about right now? So, I don't know. It's just like, I could feel the transition that I'm in. But it's also like, I'm taking my time because I know my history of fitness and working out. Every time I focus myself on fitness, a man appears in my life.
Every time.
Not today, Satan.
Mm-mm. The first time was Anya. The second time was Ari's dad.
Good Lord, girl.
And this time it's just like nobody's here, and I just feel like nobody's supposed to be.
Nobody's supposed to be.
And I know, like, I'm in a position now where I need to just date. I need a date and not want nothing else out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in a position where I need to just have a good time with a man, and if we don't ever speak again, that has to be okay.
That's cool. Yeah, I get that. I tried, and people tell me, like, oh, you should date, you should, I'm not going to even entertain it right now. I'm not in that space. And I recognize that. But some people feel like they know more about you. No, you need it. I don't need to do shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But I enjoy going down the rabbit hole of dating threads and seeing people. I do that too. Yeah. I'm cool over here by myself after reading some of the shit I've been reading.
Yeah. It's nasty out here.
Back to the days of Black Planet.
It's please. Nasty.
Thank you.
This is so crazy out here right now. Mm. That's all I'm gonna say, dog. I want whoever did not work to get whoever they think they need. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. It's not I'm looking for perfection, but I'm looking for a person that understands, like, you got some shit with you that even the best of the best is not about to sit and deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you find somebody that's just like, I'll take it. Have at it.
At this age, we all got a little baggage. I mean.
Hello.
We all got a kid or two. We all got baggage. We all got exes. We all
and
got
I don't mind that. I can't do where you are thus far and watch you not work on yourself while convincing me I need a follow.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, have you planned your obituary out yet? No? Well, that's where you headed.
Yep. Yep.
That's where you headed, because this idea of marriage is not about to hold me and keep me. You know what? I'ma just stick it through, even though he get on my nerve, he don't keep his word. And you know, I care about him. I'm just stick it through and I'm be patient.
No thanks.
What?
No thanks. Ugh. I need men to just love themselves, work on themselves.
If you don't want to do it, that's fine. But be honest with the fact that you don't want to do it. Don't tell me you're going to be better. Because then I'm going to want to fight. And I don't want to fight.
Ugh. There are women out there. And then you can't go after the women that look the way you want them to look. You're going to have to find somebody who's going to be that yes man to you. To just follow suit to whatever it is you think you got going on.
Well, that's why a lot of them check into. You know what I'm saying? Where you tried it and it didn't work out, and then they check back in to see if you gave up.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I'll give you Jennifer's number. I'm not a give up person.
Mm-mm.
But you can never call my mom and be like, can you talk to your daughter? Can you convince her? My mom would laugh at you.
My mom would do the same thing. My mom was ready to go fight my ex. After she found out. No. Shit. No.
If it's a no, it's a no.
Yes. Like, and that goes with anything. A no is a no. Period. And you don't have to explain your no either. When I say no, it's no.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's an ick. If I say no, don't try to, oh, but what? You should, no. Mm-mm.
I want men to realize it is not hard for women today to call a number, send a text, and have dick on delivery. It's not hard.
Hey, big head.
Listen, okay. But y'all are usually dealing with someone who has options, but does not dapple in those options they have, not because they can't, just because they don't want to.
Yeah. And that's a powerful place to be in.
And I'm not talking about ugly men. I'm not talking about men who ain't got shit. I'm talking about very intelligent, well-off men. But this is a con of being a woman that doesn't care about you just being intelligent and well-off.
Yep.
It's not enough. You have to be somebody I actually want and like that.
I cannot do, I don't really like, I gotta like you. I gotta like you to even want to give you a hug.
Hello?
I don't want to touch you at all.
Breast don't touch everybody.
Mm-mm. And you might not even get a church hug. Like, maybe. No ass out hug. Like
what?
Mm-mm. Oof.
But yeah, I don't know what the men want. I don't give a fuck what the men want. The only man I care about what you want is the man I want.
Exactly. No, and I am that person. Like, nobody else exists when I like you. Oh, well, cool. Nobody else. Who? Like,
be in a room of the butt nakedest type of men
with the biggest dicks, and I'm still like,
That's even worse. You gonna right? yourself out with that because I have things to do. You are not about to be shifting inner organs because you are too blessed.
Got me crammed over for 3 days.
Hello? I do not want to hear echoes when I go pee for 3 days. I'm good.
Yeah, man, just to let you know, the big sea monster is not actually desirable. Like, yeah, people
at all.
Big, no. Nope. I would like to live. Thank you very much. I don't want my insides destroyed. Uh-oh. That shit don't feel good.
At all. And don't let me already ate. Sir, I'll see you tomorrow. You know, like when you go to Subway and they ask you, do you want a 6-inch or a foot long? I want a 6-inch every time. Don't you dare give me that full sandwich.
No, that foot long is too much. Leftovers for the following day. Like, no. No, no, no.
Jeez.
So men, don't think it's that big of a flex if you got a huge ass. Because
it's a flex to how you look in sweatpants.
Yes.
Okay, it's a flex to you on your morning jog. Other than that, keep it to yourself.
That's it. I don't want it.
I don't even like to see it in tight trousers. Why are your trousers so tight? Do you not love yourself?
Giving presentations at work.
I used to have a professor that used to tuck his tie in because he said the men's wardrobe is very sexual and I don't want y'all paying attention to the wrong thing. And so he would tuck his tie in his shirt because he said it points to the privates and he needs you to focus. I said, sir, if I want to eat you, I want to eat you.
Hello, it ain't got nothing but the tie.
But.
Oh my.
Listen, that was a time.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah, any last words for these people?
For men, I just need y'all to work on yourself. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
What you want. Don't, because something looks appetizing to the eye, you think that that's what you're supposed to have and you don't move the right way. Figure out what you want. Be honest about what you want. Find your best friend. and marry that one.
Yeah.
For women,
they exist.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I'm sitting here waiting for my best friend. Waiting. Now, granted, I know I need to get out and get off my porch sitting with my drink and my music and my plants, but there are women out there waiting to find the person that can be their best friend, be in love with them, vice versa, and to do all the things together, to travel, to have game nights with friends. And
that was so crazy, Britt. I feel like I've had, out of the 7 relationships, I've had 3 best friends that were men out of it. And then when we got into a relationship, they thought I loved them enough to deal with the buffoonery.
Oh, no.
And that's where they lost me.
Yeah, the message across the board for everybody, men and women, when you get into a relationship, when you get married, that shit don't stop. You got to continue to put forth an effort and work. And just because somebody loves you does not mean they're going to stay for bullshit.
I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Because when I get married, don't ever.
Psst. I'm just going to pop in and say this. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I hope you're enjoying the show. Just so you know, the best way to support this podcast is to go to shambipodden.com. Check out all the other podcasts. And if you're interested in merchandise or books, there is a shop link on that website where you can go to the shop and buy merch, or you could purchase some books, or you can just share the link of the show with someone that you know. The best thing about Bonfire, who goes ahead and they drop ship that merch, is it's the easiest way to get your merchandise, get your tracking. You can return up to 90 days. Any shipping option that you need, they have it. They ship pretty fast, and the fabrics are really great. If you like bucket hats, they got it. If you like mugs, they got it. If you like t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever you like, they got it. But I appreciate y'all for supporting this show. The website is shambipodden.com. If you would like to buy merch, it's on www.bonfire.com/store/theshambipoddenspot. And the link is in the show notes. Now back to the show.
Everything I'm about to be like, oh, now I can let my titties hang to my belly button, or I cannot work out. I'm going to go harder. Okay.
Like, I'm going to get you sucking. My eyes aren't really green.
Okay. I'm going to go harder. And if you looking at me like I'm going to marry her so I don't have to be better no more, I can just be as is, please move along.
I want somebody who is going to keep going and elevating.
Please, because I don't know.
Throughout the rest of our lives. Like, it don't end when you get married.
Yes, if you are attractive and I want you, then I know there's at least 12 other bitches out here that want you too. And when we get married, I don't want to ever feel like the women outside are icked by you, because that means I did something wrong.
Right.
And I know men feel the same way. Like, they want a woman that is attractive that other men will probably want. But the flex is, no matter what the outside offers, it's a no for your person. Mm-hmm. And the issue is, a lot of males today would have a woman that they know can pull other people with no problem, and that because they feel like the love is so thick, mm-hmm. they can dapple and have the options to dapple and still come back and be looked at in a pivotal way. And you can't do that with everybody.
Nope, you cannot.
Because I might not be married, but even since high school, Mr. Popular was attractive, you know, a thought, but Mr. Popular was never wanted by me.
Mm-hmm.
You come with too much shit, sir.
All right. Anybody got time for that?
It works the same way in adulting. You don't want the loudest man in the room. Mm-mm. You want the man in the room that knows he doesn't have to be the loudest.
Thank you. I don't want somebody that got to be seen all the time.
What?
Heard all the time. That shit is annoying.
And that's how I know I cannot be with no politician. I can't be nobody's first lady out of a church. Can't do none of that. The news that I have put out in relationships, we can't deal with none of that.
Nope.
Okay? Mm. You know, life. My name is Shan. Y'all already know this. Y'all know where to find me, shanbpotten.com. Britt, y'all already heard her at the beginning. You know where to find her. Don't be a stranger. But it's really not about what the men today want. It's about the mixed signals that y'all be giving.
So stop that shit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You will always have hoes, and hoes deserve hoes. And when you realize hoes deserve hoes, everybody else will be better. Everybody else will fall in line.
Just be a hoe. It's okay.
Okay? But if you can look down and you can't see things that you are offering, you need not to be offering. Okay? I see it, but you can't see it, and that's a problem.
Can you see what I see?
No, you cannot. Oh my God! Get comfortable with yourself naked before you present yourself to other people.
Look in the mirror. Get in front of a mirror if you can't see it.
Please. And that's inner and outer. You know what I'm saying?
Not your belly button.
Be a nasty person to people and deserve nice things. You can't do it. Thank you, Britt.
Thank you.
Hope this finds the people outside in a good light.
Some kind of light, shit.
Mm, get your priorities together, please. Eating out of Tupperware. The nerve. There's a Burberry and Gucci belt right there. What are we talking about?
Was it a regular spoon or was it plastic?
I can't even remember. I was just so yucked out that he's eating out of Tupperware and offering me cereal.
Oh my God.
Man, I just gave you pussy and milk. What are you talking about?
Yeah.